Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations, this Saturday of the 28th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 77. Question 77. Where has Christ promised that he will thus feed and nourish believers with his body and blood, as certainly as they eat of this broken bread and drink of this cup? In the institution of the supper, which says, "The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had eaten, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come.'" And this promise is also repeated by the Apostle Paul, where he says, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, so we, being many, are one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread." Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three, record Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper in the upper room with his disciples. And Paul reiterated and reinforced it in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 and 17, and particularly in chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. And as we look to the institution of this sacramental meal by our Savior, we rejoice in the grace of God given to us in such a fashion that throughout the ages the Church might have this token of God's love to reiterate and reinforce to us, generation after generation, that our Father is faithful and true to save his own through the gospel of the Son. In this, the Lord's Supper points God's people to three points in time: the past, the present, and the future. As Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Thus, when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we look to the past. We remember our Savior's sacrifice, where his body was broken, his blood was shed, in sacrifice for our sins, as he hung on the cross. We remember the Lamb of God who went to the slaughter to redeem us from death. We remember the perfect Son of God who came as one of us, that he might die the death we have earned as the wages of our sin. But we also look to the present, to the grace of God mediated to us in bread and wine, as we confess in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 66. We take comfort that every time we partake of the bread, we do so as one body, in communion one with another and with God. We rejoice that every time we bless the cup, we enjoy sweet communion with our brothers and sisters in Christ and with God. Thus we do so often, as Paul says, eating and drinking together, as our souls are refreshed in the here and now with the covenant promises of God. And in so doing, we proclaim the death of our Savior until he comes, looking to the future, where all the promises of God will come to fruition at the return of our Lord Jesus Christ in glory. We look to the future, where we will, with the disciples, receive from the hand of Jesus himself the elements of the Messianic banquet, as he told his disciples in Matthew 26, verse 29, "I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And, as John spoke of in Revelation 19, having a vision concerning the people of God, all who were invited to the heavenly marriage supper of the Lamb. Thus Holy Communion, rightly practiced, is at the same time a pensive occasion, a sober occasion, and a joyous occasion, as we turn our full attention as one body to our one Lord Jesus Christ, that past, present, and future we might find our hearts, minds, and souls reassured again and again by the grace of God, that as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we might do so to the glory of God alone. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.